1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18 states, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Here we have the beauty of the rapture. As the Thessalonican church was concerned about those that had died and what would happen to them, Paul providing words of comfort that those that died in the Lord will be risen up to be with the Lord, just like we shall be risen up with the Lord if we remain alive until his coming. The word rapture comes from verse 17, the literal Greek of the word caught up, harpazo in the Greek, and from the Latin version of that word, we get the word rapture. The rapture of the church is distinguished from his second coming. The rapture of the church is a meeting of the church in the air before the great tribulation and the rise of the Antichrist, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. The second coming of Christ is when he comes to the earth after the great tribulation and the battle of Armageddon, according to Revelation chapter 19. As a result, we go up with the Lord in the rapture and come back with him at the battle of Armageddon. We know that the rapture is the great equalizer. For individuals that love the Lord and are living for the Lord will be caught up to be with the Lord. But those that have strayed away and have shipwrecked their faith and have gone back into the world are at risk for being left behind. Scripture states in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, "Make your calling and election sure." Be encouraged. Jesus is coming back soon for his church to be with him forever. For the scriptures declare the promise of Jesus Christ in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there ye may be also."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.